FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. Police in Lusaka have disclosed plans to summon PF faction acting president Robert Chavinga to assist with investigations into alleged threats of violence. According to police spokesperson Reha Monga, the inquiry stems from a report filed on July 22, 2025, by Chilubi Member of Parliament Mulenga Fube. He said Mr. Fube alleges that Mr. Chavinga made threatening remarks directed at Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba and former University of Zambia lecturer Dr. Sishua Sishua during a live streamed press briefing held on July 20th, 2025. Mr. Hamonga said Mr. Chavinga is accused of warning that he would deal with Mr. Mwamba and Dr. Sishua, whom he claimed were responsible for circulating damaging articles about him.
Honorable Fube reported that Honorable Robert Chavinga, also a PF member of parliament representing Mafinga constituency, did propose violence by allegedly issuing threats aimed at Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba and former investor of Zambia lecturer Dr. Sishua Sishua. These threats were reportedly made during a press briefing conducted via an online live broadcast on Kalemba Media platform on the 20th of July 2025 around 10 hours. According to the report, Honorable Chavinga was seen and heard during the live broadcast allegedly threatening to deal with Mr. Emmanuel Mwamba and Dr. Sishua Sishua, accusing them of circulating damaging articles against him. This conduct prompted Honorable Fube to report the matter to the police.
The Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, report has revealed that in 2024, it detected suspected illicit financial flows totaling $3.5 billion, primarily linked to commercial activities carried out by multinational enterprises. The report has indicated that in 2024, the center received a total of 8,981 suspicious transaction reports, STRs, representing a decrease of 12.74% compared to the 10,293 in 2023. The report has also highlighted that during the period under review, the center analyzed a total of 18,330 reports, some of which were received in prior years, reflecting a 16.8% increase from the 15,696 analyzed in 2023. The report has also revealed that during the period under review, the center froze 34 bank accounts and 10 mobile money accounts with cumulative account balances of $4.7 million and 167.9 million kwacha, compared to 27 bank accounts with cumulative bank account balances of $2.8 million and 126.5 million kwacha in 2023. Meanwhile, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbo has welcomed the release of the FIC report, which highlights significant progress in Zambia's fight against financial crime and reinforces the UPND administration's commitment to a transparent financial system.
The FIC notes a marked reduction in public sector corruption cases compared to money laundering, fraud and tax evasion, underscoring the effectiveness of our anti-corruption measures. Under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, the government has declared zero tolerance to corruption and committed to fight past, present and future corruption with no sacred cows. Through collaboration with the Zambia Revenue Authority, tax assessments reached 28.9 billion in 2024, up from 1.2 billion in 2023.
Minister of Agriculture Mtolo Phiri has announced that the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has so far purchased 90,000 metric tons of maize from the targeted 543,000 metric tons in the 2025 marketing season. This came to light when Mwalala Member of Parliament Dr. Joseph Monsanje, raised a question in Parliament on how small-scale farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program would be prioritized in selling the mandatory minimum of 10 bags of maize to FRA. In response, Mr. Piri has stated that his ministry, in collaboration with FRA, will review the situation on the ground, but noted that despite the current challenges, the agency has already managed to purchase 90,000 metric tons of maize. He also updated the House that approximately 350,000 metric tons of maize remain stocked in various FRA depots across the country.
We will, as an agency, as Minister of Agriculture, sit down to see how we can help these farmers who are on FISIP, who want to sell the 10 bags, so that we do not discourage them. The price is good, and indeed, the traders are truly taking a lot of maize. Just to give you a good picture, Madam Speaker, as of today, we have purchased 90,000 metric tons, but outside our depots, there is a total of not less than 350,000 tons.
Meanwhile, Mr. Piri has disclosed that the FRA has now commenced maize purchases in all 10 provinces of the country in areas where the grain moisture content has reached the required level of 12.5%.
I am pleased today to inform the nation that the entire 1,600 satellite depots across the country has, as of today, been all opened. According to the Cabinet Circular number CM11 of 2024, each of the 50 beneficiaries is expected to sell to the Food Reserve Agency a minimum, Madam Speaker, a minimum of 10 by 50 kg bags.
The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources has launched the first ever national guidelines for the sustainable utilization of wetlands in Zambia. The launch, hosted by Zambia Sugar PLC, took place at the Nakambala Community Hall in Mazavuka District. Minister of Lands and Natural Resources Sylvia Masevo, represented by Permanent Secretary Patrick Mucheleka, hailed Zambia Sugar PLC for demonstrating sustainable land management practices through responsible water abstraction from the river, use of efficient irrigation technologies, and working in a collaborative manner with all stakeholders of the Kafue Basin. She has commended the company's efforts in responsible and sustainable resource management and encouraged others to emulate their approach.
And Zambia Sugar PLC for hosting us. It has not been easy. It's a task force for civil society, private sector, government, where our efforts are coming together. Mr. Eugene Kwon Chongu, on behalf of the minister, please relay to the MD our appreciation for hosting us today. We are very, very grateful.
And Zambia Sugar Managing Director Oswald Magwenzi, who was represented by Corporate Affairs Director Eugene Chungu, pledged the company's commitment to upholding the guidelines.
We continue to work closely with the Ministry of Environment stakeholders, ensuring that we implement these guidelines. We also extend an invitation to you, Honorable, in your own time to drive around the state to get an appreciation of the things that we're doing that really show and confirm that we are a prudent user of this water resource. We've got efficient irrigation technology that we're using to really provide testament that we are managing this resource wisely. We also want to say that with the guidelines that are being introduced in terms of financial reporting with respect to ESG, we also remain committed to upholding these targets as we go about our operations.
Meanwhile, UNDP country represented by Carol Zulu, described the launch as a significant milestone, highlighting the initiative's alignment with the United States.